Section 1. Listening. You will hear twice for each part. Part 1. Listen to the recording twice. Choose the correct answer for each of following questions.
Woo! It's pretty cold today.
Yeah, my fingers are numb.
So, do you often ski here?
No, this is my first time. Actually, this is my first time skiing ever.
Wow, so how do you like it so far?
The snow is great.
Yeah.
But it's too crowded. Do you know, two people crashed into me on my first run, and some stupid skier was going way too fast, drove me into some trees.
Wow.
I crashed and lost one of my gloves.
Oh, man. Fortunately,
I had an extra pair with me.
Wow. Well, did the woman stop and apologize?
No, it was a man. I'm certain of it. And he just laughed at me. Why do you think it was a woman, anyway?
Oh, well, no reason. I mean, well, you know.
What? You know what?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah. You just wait till I find that guy.
Oh, well, what are you going to do to him? I mean, if you find him.
First, I'm going to break his skis.
Oh, well, at least
then I'm going to take his picture and post it on Facebook.
Oh, don't you think that's a little drastic? Perhaps it was a simple mistake. And how are you going to identify him anyway?
Oh, that's easy. He was wearing bright red boots and a purple hat.
Ugh.
Just like yours.
No. Wait. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Wait. Why are you looking at me? You don't think it was me, do you? Do you like jazz music?
Now, listen to part one again.
Woo! It's pretty cold today.
Yeah, my fingers are numb.
So, do you often ski here?
No, this is my first time. Actually, this is my first time skiing ever.
Wow, so how do you like it so far?
The snow is great.
Yeah.
But it's too crowded. Do you know, two people crashed into me on my first run, and some stupid skier was going way too fast, drove me into some trees.
Wow.
I crashed and lost one of my gloves.
Oh, man. Fortunately,
I had an extra pair with me.
Wow. Well, did the woman stop and apologize?
No, it was a man. I'm certain of it. And he just laughed at me. Why do you think it was a woman, anyway?
Oh, well, no reason. I mean, well, you know.
What? You know what?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah. You just wait till I find that guy.
Oh, well, what are you going to do to him? I mean, if you find him.
First, I'm going to break his skis.
Oh, well, at least
then I'm going to take his picture and post it on Facebook.
Oh, don't you think that's a little drastic? Perhaps it was a simple mistake. And how are you going to identify him anyway?
Oh, that's easy. He was wearing bright red boots and a purple hat.
Ugh.
Just like yours.
No. Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Wait. Why are you looking at me? You don't think it was me, do you? Do you like jazz music?
Part 2. Listen to the recording twice. Complete the form below. Write no more than two words or numbers for each answer.
Hi, I'm Debbie. How can I help?
Hi, my name's David. I'm just looking to place an advertisement on the main union notice board to sell a laptop and a few accessories, if that's possible.
Sure, that's not a problem. I take it you are a member of the students' union?
Yes, I am.
Right then. I'll just get a form up. And as there is no one around and it looks as if it's going to be quiet for a while, I'll just type the details straight into the computer for you.
Thanks very much.
No problem. Shall we just title it Laptop for Sale?
Yeah, okay.
Can you describe it, generally?
Well, it's in very good condition. In fact, it's hardly been used.
Why are you selling it, if I may ask?
Well, I've got another one which is much lighter, and I don't really need two.
I see. What weight is the one you're selling?
It's 3.5 kilograms.
That is heavy these days. Can you give more details about the one you want to sell?
Right. Well, it's an Allegro, and it's got all the latest programs.
Okay. What about the memory?
The memory is only 0.5 gigabytes.
And what about the screen size and the other features?
Oh, well, the screen is, well, let's see, it's 37.5 centimetres with a standard size keyboard and a touchpad. but I've got a cordless mouse that I can put in with it if necessary. Some people don't like using a touchpad.
What about ports or holes for attaching things to the laptop?
It's got two ports.
More modern laptops have more than two ports for all the extra attachments.
They do. Let's see, what else is important? The battery lasts for 2.5 hours, which is okay, but not enough for long train journeys. But one thing is that it's not wireless.
Right, okay, not wireless. Anything else I can put on the advertisement?
There's a webcam built at the top of the screen, and I can throw in a printer, a scanner, and headphones, which I got with it in a special deal. It also comes with its own case for carrying it around. Actually, the case is quite smart. I'm hoping these things will help it sell.
They should do. Right, I think I've got all that. How much do you want for it?
That I'm not sure about. It's worth about £900 to £1,000 new.
Yeah, but you won't get that much if it's used, and even if it's in good condition.
What about £500?
I doubt if you'd get as much as that. More like £200 or £300. If you look at the notice board, there is one on there which is comparable to yours, and it's not more than about £250, I think.
As little as that?
I'm afraid so. Shall we say £300?
Okay, put that.
Can I take some contact details for the advert?
The name's David Bristow.
B-R-I-S-T-O-W.
Yes, that's it. And a mobile or email?
Both, if you want.
It's DIB_7791@hotmail.com.
Okay, and the mobile?
That's 09875423387.
That's it. If you send the picture, I'll add it and print it out and stick it up for you.
Okay, I can get that to you today.
Right, I'll type in here, advert placed the 22nd of October. Fine, and good luck with the sale.
Thanks.
Now, listen to part two again.
Hi, I'm Debbie. How can I help?
Hi, my name's David. I'm just looking to place an advertisement on the main union notice board to sell a laptop and a few accessories, if that's possible.
Sure, that's not a problem. I take it you are a member of the students' union?
Yes, I am.
Right then. I'll just get a form up. And as there is no one around and it looks as if it's going to be quiet for a while, I'll just type the details straight into the computer for you.
Thanks very much.
No problem. Shall we just title it Laptop for Sale?
Yeah, okay.
Can you describe it, generally?
Well, it's in very good condition. In fact, it's hardly been used.
Why are you selling it, if I may ask?
Well, I've got another one which is much lighter, and I don't really need two.
I see. What weight is the one you're selling?
It's 3.5 kilograms.
That is heavy these days. Can you give more details about the one you want to sell?
Right. Well, it's an Allegro, and it's got all the latest programs.
Okay. What about the memory?
The memory is only 0.5 gigabytes.
And what about the screen size and the other features?
Oh, well, the screen is, well, let's see, it's 37.5 centimetres with a standard size keyboard and a touchpad. But I've got a cordless mouse that I can put in with it if necessary. Well, some people don't like using a touchpad.
What about ports or holes for attaching things to the laptop?
It's got two ports.
More modern laptops have more than two ports for all the extra attachments.
They do. Let's see, what else is important? The battery lasts for 2.5 hours, which is okay, but not enough for long train journeys. But one thing is that it's not wireless.
Right, okay, not wireless. Anything else I can put on the advertisement?
There's a webcam built at the top of the screen, and I can throw in a printer, a scanner, and headphones, which I got with it in a special deal. It also comes with its own case for carrying it around. Actually, the case is quite smart. I'm hoping these things will help it sell.
They should do. Right, I think I've got all that. How much do you want for it?
That I'm not sure about. It's worth about £900 to £1,000 new.
Yeah, but you won't get that much if it's used, and even if it's in good condition.
What about £500?
I doubt if you'd get as much as that. More like £200 or £300. If you look at the notice board, there is one on there which is comparable to yours, and it's not more than about £250, I think.
As little as that?
I'm afraid so. Shall we say £300?
Okay, put that.
Can I take some contact details for the advert?
The name's David Bristow.
B-R-I-S-T-O-W.
Yes, that's it. And a mobile or email?
Both, if you want.
It's DIB_7791@hotmail.com.
Okay, and the mobile?
That's 09875423387.
That's it. If you send the picture, I'll add it and print it out and stick it up for you.
Okay, I can get that to you today.
Right, I'll type in here, advert placed the 22nd of October. Fine, and good luck with the sale.
Thanks.